If you're in the emergency room with your kid, it's scary, and the bill is probably not the first thing on your mind, but a visit to the emergency room can end up getting pretty pricey. Now, each month, NPR takes a medical bill to sort through why they can be so confusing and confounding. Today, we look at the case of a pretty big bill for what seems like a pretty simple medical service. It only took a minute or so. We're joined by Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. She is editor-in-chief of our partner, Kaiser Health News. Welcome back.
Hi, this is quite a story.
Quite a story. So who are we hearing from? What's the story?
Today we're meeting the Branson family from Las Vegas. They're a young couple with two little girls, Emma and Lucy, and the bill involves a Polly Pocket doll and an emergency room visit.
Okay, looking forward to hearing where this one goes, and our guide is going to be reporter Stephanie O'Neill, who visited the Bransons. Let's hear what happened.
For the Bransons of Las Vegas, the story of Lucy and the tiny doll shoes is one no one in this family will ever forget. It happened last April. Lucy was just 3 and a half. And on this particular evening, her parents, Katie and Michael, were getting ready for a long-awaited concert. It was to be a special evening, one given to them by Katie's parents.
We had a babysitter coming in like less than an hour. We had these tickets. We were really excited. And Lucy comes up the stairs and I hear, and I was like, what is going on? And Michael said, why are you coughing?
But Lucy wouldn't answer them beyond gesturing at her nose, Michael says.
Well, I kind of pulled her back and kind of lifted her head up and put her on our bed. And that's when I could see something up her nose.
That something was a pair of tiny pink plastic doll shoes, one perfectly lodged in each of Lucy's little nostrils. Michael says panic overtook him, while Katie, who was in the midst of readying herself for the date, sprung into full-on mom mode.
And so I went up with my little tweezers, and I get one little pink shoe out, and I put it on the counter. It's maybe about the size of a Q-tip head.
Easy peasy, she thought. So she takes a deep breath, then reaches into the other nostril. But as Lucy, now 4 years old, explains, it didn't work.
The other one was stuck in my nose and my mom couldn't get it out.
Big sister Emma says.
And it was hard for her to breathe.
Emma's 7.
It was scary.
Lucy, was it scary?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Have you ever done anything like that?
Never in my life.
But it is pretty common for kids to stick things up their noses, with some items even requiring surgical extraction. Still, Katie wasn't too worried, even when her tweezers couldn't reach the second shoe.
I'm thinking, okay, well, I can't get this out. I don't want to hurt her. So I say, okay, Lucy, you need to blow. Like, and then I kind of do the motion of blow. And she goes...
That was a giant sniff.
And I was like, oh, shoot.
After that, Katie knew it was time for the professionals.
So I said, okay, Michael, you need to go to the urgent care. They should have the tweezers. All we need is tweezers that are like maybe half an inch or an inch longer than my standard day-to-day tweezers.
But urgent care didn't have a long enough pair. Next stop, the hospital emergency room. And voila, the ER doc easily plucked the shoe out of little Lucy's nostril.
And it was probably less than 1 second. The time they put it up their nose, lashed on it, pulled it out, she was out.
Lucy got a lollipop, Katie and Michael got to the concert. It seemed like their lucky day. Then they got the bill. Almost $2,000 for the ER and almost another grand for the ER doc. And because the Bransons have a high deductible plan, they're responsible for all of it.
I thought it was simply an error. I was like, there's no way.
What's the most you've ever paid for a pair of shoes?
Oh my gosh. Probably $178. Yeah. They were normally $228.90 a coupon. I was very proud of it.
So you've never had a pair of shoes, anything close to the cost of these shoes?
No, I have never had a $3,000 pair of shoes.
Still, Katie Branson says she remains hopeful that Lucy has learned her lesson.
But she has said she will never put shoes up her nose again. She's promised.
And her parents hope that also means she won't be sticking anything else up her nostrils ever again. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. I am in full-on mom myself right there with those poor parents. Elizabeth yeah. Rosenthal, you were an ER doc before you moved to Kaiser Health News. Is that right? How common is this? Kids in the ER with something they have managed to shove up their nose?
Well, I worked in an adult ER, and grown-ups have mostly learned not to do this kind of thing. But pediatricians say it's very common and very easy to treat if you have long tweezers, which they call forceps in medical lingo. As a kid, I myself put pussy willows in both ears, so I've been there.
In your ear. Okay. I have been there with kids for many things, including things up the nose, but I have never been presented with a $3,000 bill for something that took less than a minute to get out. What's going on here?
What's going on here is that today, everything and anything will be billed and billed a lot. The doctor charged over $900, and Katie Branson very smartly negotiated that into half right away, but the hospital charged more than $1,700, and so far, they aren't budging.
They aren't, and I'm sure the parents have asked for them to budge. Why aren't they?
Well, their attitude seems to be an ER visit is an ER visit, and you could have gone to urgent care.
They did go to urgent care, though.
Right, and it was a Friday night, and they didn't want to leave Lucy uncomfortable all weekend. And plus, what layperson knows whether or not it's dangerous to leave Polly Pocket shoes up your kid's nose?
Yeah,
for
you don't
the
want
weekend.
Her to keep sniffing in, and they end up in her lungs, and then
right,
where are
they made a rational decision.
So their insurance did not pick up any of this. Explain.
Well, lots of families these days, like the Bransons, opt for a high deductible plan. That means, in the Bransons' case, they had to spend $6,000 before insurance kicked in. They're pretty savvy. They made a decision that they would set this money aside for like a medical crisis. They just never imagined that they'd have to spend this money for a little shoe up the nose.
Yeah. And what is the takeaway here? What should they have done differently, particularly as we said, it was a Friday night. The pediatrician wasn't there.
Well, a pediatrician might have told them it could safely wait until Monday morning or at least look for other options the next day. So it's important, I think, to have a primary care doctor who can say, beware, there are other options. But they did one really smart thing that others should follow. Instead of getting angry when they saw this bill, they began to push back right away and got a discount from the doctor, at least.
A minor point, but I have to ask, whatever happened to the Polly Pocket shoes?
The hot pink ones that caused the trouble disappeared into the playroom vortex, but Lucy and Emma had lots of other Polly Pocket shoes to show us when we visited.
Danger lurking in every corner.
Yes.
You can see those pictures, if you dare, at NPR's Shots blog. Elizabeth Rosenthal, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.